Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
0-1 to Refsnyder. Is driven high and deep into left field. And is way back and it is off the pole. Hogdale is magic off the Fisk pole. And it's 2-1 Red Sox.
That's about as good as you can get. That's about as good as you can get, man. Unbelievable.
Holy bleep! The Red Sox go ahead!
Oh my God.
What a dynamic force Rob Refsnyder has been. Amazing. And Alex Cora puts him lower in the lineup and he delivers 2-1 Sox.
Tonight, on the flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, WEEI, Hogdale there for the call. An exciting moment, an exciting win. And Hogdale joins us now here on Jones and Keefe, live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. What's up, Hog?
Dude, I've been amazing. It's not as hard to say this has been like the best last couple of days of my entire life. This has been phenomenal.
You've been everywhere. We've seen you all over Fenway Park. You're in the booth last night with Fleming and Monaco. Like, what a thrill this has been, huh?
100%. I mean, not in my wildest dreams when I started yakking in front of a microphone a couple of years ago.
So that's what I was going to ask you. When did you decide, like, hey, obviously a huge Sox fan, but I'm going to go on Twitch and I am going to just call these games and just like rip off clips and call home runs and have fun. When did you decide to do that?
Last year. I've been potting since 2021, but okay. Like last year I kind of had the epiphany. I can't talk. Whatever.
You're a play-by-play guy. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's early. Yeah, play-by-play guys usually settle in
they
like right
see
around
what's
first
in front
pitch.
Of them.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really no one's calling Sox games on Twitch. I thought that was so weird because like every other aspect of like talking about the Sox online is occupied very much except for Twitch. I'm like, well, why can't I do that? So I started doing that every game. I committed to it. I actually moved back from my dad's place back to my mom's, and I saved up some money. I'm like, I'm just going to do this for an entire summer with my saved money, and it paid off dividends, 100%.
That's great. So where are you broadcasting from exactly?
Nevada, Iowa. It is
Nevada, Iowa.
The middle of America.
Okay, so I was going to ask you to describe that. So what is outside of being the middle of America, how would you describe Nevada, Iowa?
Not much to do there.
It's
very nice.
Calling games on Twitch.
Great
Twitch,
traffic.
Pretty much twitching away with the Red Sox. So why the Red Sox?
My dad's from Rockland, Rockland, Mass. My uncle was actually born in Brockton. So yeah.
Okay, so some local ties.
Heavy blood ties. Heavy
okay.
blood ties.
So is Hogdale a birth name,
no.
a nickname? No, how did you get the name Hogdale? Or if there's an air of mystery to it, you don't have to tell us, but how did you come up with Hogdale?
Well, I didn't come. It was my dad. My dad, it's what he calls all of his brothers. It's actually because
Hogdale? He calls all of his brothers Hogdale?
You guys are at a family reunion and you're like, what's up, Hogdale? Hey, I need a burger there, Hogdale. Who's cooking the hot dogs, Hogdale?
It's actually because my uncle was in jail in Missouri.
Okay.
My dad went to go bail him out. The jail guard there mispronounced his name as Hogdale. He thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's a much better answer than I would have guessed.
So, yeah, since then, he calls all his brothers Hogdale and me Hogdale.
Wow.
All the males in the family were Hogdale.
How many Hogdale brothers are there?
Your
uncles, I guess. His brothers, yeah.
I had four uncles, I believe, and a sister, an aunt as well. And then
what do they call
I have
her?
A younger brother.
Hogmam.
Hogmam.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like the Anthony situation.
It is.
Roman Anthony's got a family full of Anthony's. You have a family full of Hogdales.
Yeah,
bunch that's
of
excellent. I'll be honest. I think that's part of the appeal. It's part of what drew me towards you. When I heard your calls at first, I'm like, Andy's got a great name. He's got a very unique name. And then the calls. Was there a time where, so you were doing the games a year ago.
Was there a time where all of a sudden, was it somebody that either like retweeted it or something that all of a sudden you were like, oh, way more people are seeing this now than they were before?
Honestly, it was a really steady build for the most part. I mean, I had a pretty big bump when I had Jared Carabas on the stream. Yeah. It helped me grow my Twitch audience. But in general, like, it's been a pretty gradual rise over the course of this year. But I mean, right at the beginning of the season, there was a big bump. I just think that had to do with interest in the team.
The team's
Everyone
better.
Thought the team.
Yeah.
All off season, I was like begging, please, for the love of God, be good, please.
We're hoping they hang on here with 10 games to go. I want to, you hear this from time to time, Keith. I know you listen to a lot of acting podcasts, things like this, or film podcasts. People want to know about the process. What's the Hogdale process like? Are you reading up on games? You taking notes? You got a spotting board in front of you like a lot of play-by-play guys do? You got snacks? What's the Hogdale process?
Oh, pregame
like?
Meal?
Getting ready for a big call on a Red Sox game.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably the biggest fraud of all time. I'm the least prepared broadcaster in history, planet Earth. Everything comes off the dome, basically.
Wow.
It's that.
No notes?
Browsing Twitter.
In your face, Joe Buck.
How about that?
Joe Buck is way wasting
working
time.
Overrated.
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
prep work overrated is
yeah,
what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm sure with a more professional gathering, like, it's nice to have, like, notes, but for the most part, I have a really good memory when it comes to sports stats, the Sox, plus just checking up on Twitter, but yeah. 99% of what I do is off the dome.
But you also provide your own color commentary, too.
Yep.
That's why I said you're sort of like the new age Vin Scully. Like, Vin Scully would call a game by himself, as does Hogdale. Like, all due respect, I love Will Fleming. He's not calling a game by himself. He's got somebody there next to him.
I do love him. He has great verbal prose, and I aspire to get to his level of verbal prose. Because the thing is like, I'm like Will. I vision myself as like Will Fleming if he didn't have like the leash of, you know, the FCC.
That's true.
Him
yeah,
back.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
Will Fleming who swears.
Yeah, Ken back there reining him in. Yeah, that's exactly
the man back here.
Yeah, seriously.
Holding us down.
Would you ever be open to an analyst, or is it just your one man show?
Oh yeah. I mean, it depends. I'd have to have someone on my stream specifically. Like, I do like it just being me for the most part. But like, I don't know if the opportunity came up, if I'm the right person, I'd bring him on. But I do like it being a one-man operation for the most part.
It's pretty good. How do you pick and choose the highlights? Do you have guys that help you with that? Or you?
No, it's just me.
Okay.
It's just me.
One-man show.
No, hog team.
I usually have like a viewer like who's just very his name is C-Money. He'll usually like clip in real time. But then like as the game is going on, I'll pull the clip up, make sure that like it's good.
Yeah.
Or if I have to shave a couple seconds off,
get the home
post it on Twitter. It's all happening real time.
It's been great.
Okay.
Well, we enjoyed it.
Shout out C-Money.
Yep.
How are Momdale and Hogdad feeling about all this? The newfound fame.
Phenomenal. They're so excited for me. They're my number one, number two fans. My mom and grandma are actually with me on this trip here. They've been here to everywhere.
Oh, excellent.
Did I see you? People were commenting on you got the Hogdale jersey. Not today. You're wearing the very flashy.
Ooh, City Connect.
Yeah, I bought the City Connect. I really wanted to wear it for game 3. I did.
But,
it's so clean.
But great. You said your mom, I think, purchased you one of the Hogdale shirts,
yeah,
right?
She got like a custom, like, you know, the not jersey kind, but you know, like custom, like Red Sox logo. It says Hogdale in the back with 33.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, she's my number. She's in every stream. She's there. My grandma's there.
Moms,
so anyone who's, you know, saying,
they're in the stream.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
If you're saying crazy
support.
Things,
that
to
is
the
great
stream,
support.
Just know, like, they see what you're saying. You sick freaks. Every
there are some.
They see it.
Yeah, that happens. We're on Twitch too, and so
yeah.
You get some weird stuff. That's definitely true. Now you're nothing if not honest. So I want to know who is your favorite player on the team, and also maybe as important, who's your least favorite player on the team?
I mean, favorite player on the. I mean, just it became Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
It was Tristan Cassis. Then he died sadly of that.
Yep.
His knee exploded.
Yeah.
I love. I will defend him till my dying breath. Least favorite player on the team. It was Jordan Hicks, but then like they put him
yo,
away.
Keith,
he's horrible.
I like Jordan Hicks.
I don't
know if you know this. Keith likes Jordan Hicks.
For a day, he threw 100 miles an hour, and then I've moved on. I moved on quickly from Jordan.
He occupied that space of the fakest 100-mile-an-hour thrower since Caleb Ort, where, like, theoretically, he throws 100 miles an hour.
Great.
And you saw him do it, like, once.
No movement.
Yeah, it's like
right
97,
the
98,
yeah.
The worst sinker you've ever seen.
I know you're on Yoshida quite a bit for grounding out the second every single time.
Oh, yeah, he's up there. He's on my list for sure.
Yeah, we were – I think Keith and I kind of unlocked Connor Wong, Bragg. When we
were at the game where he smoked
a
double.
We were at a game where he started making some solid contact, but we were all on Wong early in the year, too.
No, I mean, I'm very proud of myself. I was boots on the ground. Connor Wong is horrible brigade. Basically, day one last year. I mean,
you sniffed it out before everybody else.
There are dozens of us.
When you're watching every game pitch by pitch and how, I mean, he's been better this year, but he's regressed again.
Yeah.
He was the worst blocker in the sport last year. Just a a slice of Swiss cheese would have done a better job at blocking balls last year behind the plate than him.
No, Narvaez has been great in part because he can play more.
Oh, he's my beloved.
He's great.
Carlos Narvaez. So
captain.
Much.
Look, obviously all these calls, a lot of games, very demanding. You made the trip here to Boston. But what's downtime for Hogdale when you're not calling a game? What is downtime looking like for Hogdale?
Just hanging out with some friends. We watch the UFC on the weekends usually.
Oh.
Otherwise, usually I'm just kind of hanging out, very boring individual. Read some books, listen to some audiobooks, watch other sports. I'm a junkie. I'm a fiend when it comes to sports. I'm trying to catch more Liverpool games this year.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Would you ever? Oh, here's an idea. Would you ever call a UFC fight?
Man, I feel like I'm so unqualified. Because it'd be pure emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, just be pure. Oh my god! Well, he took his head off. Like,
not bad. No, they're good.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah. That's not bad. I'd probably listen to that. That's not bad.
It'd be fun. It'd be like the least technical because like I've never done fighting or like Muay Thai, any of that.
All
stuff.
The different moves. What about? Patriots?
I'd have to call in Sammy James because he knows that stuff.
You did a Pats game, or you've done a few Pats games. Are you doing more of those, or are those just pick and choose?
I'm gonna do all of them.
You are.
Yeah, unless like the only one I'd miss if there was like a direct conflict of interest between them and the Sox.
Oh, which there
the
could
Pats
be, right?
were horrible last year, so they're always playing at noon.
Yeah. Right.
So that actually is like a thankful thing now because like the Sox are usually 3 or 6 now on the weekends. So I don't think there's gonna be a conflict of interest. I'm gonna call every single game if I can.
Great.
How about that?
What's your prediction for the Sox as far as like what seed, who they open up with, how far they go?
How far they go, man. A lot of it depends on the opponent.
Do they get there? Do they get there?
I think they can get there.
Okay.
I think if they lost last night, I'd feel completely differently. But I think they can tread water, make it in that 6 seed. Maybe they sneak into the 5 seed. If we get the Yankees, I'll feel very confident.
Yeah, same.
Like, I'm not scared of the Yankees at all. I think the only team I'd be, like, genuinely scared of is, like, oh, you're matched up with Houston round one. But if you're
top 5 dream podcast guests, living or dead, you were number 1 on my list. I don't remember where you came in on Keith's list.
It wasn't in the top 5, but I'm happy he's here.
But he was placed.
Yeah, I don't have to do that. I'm happy he's here.
Honorable mention, I think. But Hogdale, thank you for joining us. It's been a fun time watching you this weekend here at Fenway Park. Where can the people?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check you out.
Just on Twitter, I'm Hogdale_, and on Twitch, you can find me at twitch.tv Hogdale33.
Okay, we're perfect. Big fans. Hogdale, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the game today, and best of luck. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll circle back to some Pats and Red Sox talk next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.